The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Well, should Irish school pupils call teachers by their first names? Is it a sign of the old misogynistic pecking order that a male teacher is called Sir and a female teacher is called Miss? Henry McKean joins us to discuss this. He's been speaking to schools on this very subject.
Anton, yeah, it's a really interesting
Mr. one. Mr. Savage to you, Henry.
Oh, of course. Well, sir. As I suit you, sir. But yeah, writing in today's Irish Independent, News Talk's Simon Turney, he's talking about how should we drop the whole Mr., Sir, Madam or Miss? You know, he basically started a conversation and it brings me to my childhood. And I just want to say hi to my favourite teacher out there, Hugh Maguire, who's now retired. Hugh was by far my favourite teacher. I did have a teacher in Scotland, though, who I absolutely hated. He whacked me across the ear, like a clip behind the ear, and he stretched back. He was a former Scottish international rugby player. He played between 55 and 57. So he was an old lad. He was a big lad. He was a forward. He used to smoke in front of us. He showed me his leather strap. He didn't use it on me. And he used to drink scotch in class. This was in Scotland, by the way. So drinking scotch was quite normal. But yes, I called him Mr. because I was scared of him. That's the reason why I did it. I really was. These days, it's all different. I met these kids in South City CNS and asked if they would prefer to call their teachers by their first names.
In my opinion, I'd prefer Miss and Mr.
You prefer that?
Yes.
And at the moment, you're saying Mr. and Mrs. That's what you call the teachers, or Miss?
Yes.
You're both in third class. What do you prefer to call your teacher? Miss, Mr., Sir, Ma'am, or their first name?
We call him Mr. Bansky.
So you would say, Mr. Bansky, I know the answer. And what's Mr. Banksy's actual real name?
Paul.
So you know it's Paul. How do you know it's Paul?
Because he told us.
He told you? Does he ever say, call me Paul, or does he say, don't call me Paul?
Don't call me Paul. Call me by my last name.
Do you ever call him Paul?
No.
Do you ever accidentally, like I used to in school, call the teachers Mum and Dad?
That happened to me once in juniors.
It did?
In my old school, once it happened in seniors, I called my teacher Mum.
And were you, like, really embarrassed?
Yeah. I was like, my face turned red like a tomato.
So, Henry, did you have any nicknames for your teachers?
Like a tomato. Well, I did have nicknames for my teachers, and my nickname in school was obviously Haggis, which I couldn't get rid of because I had moved from Scotland. So I was known as Haggis. And there was one friend called Heffo. We ended up having a fight over the way he was calling me Haggis. I won the fight, but we both cried. And I got my jumper caught in his braces. But yes, hi, Heffo. But yeah, Shano. We had a teacher called Shanna. We had a priest called Bubbles, Archie, Rocky. We had a dean called Rocky, a priest called Rev Kev. Obviously, his name was Kevin. I'm also hearing of a teacher called No Neck because basically he had no neck. Also, a big red-haired lad, a big fat guy. He was called Satan. A teacher that smelt, he was called Whiffy. So we all had these nicknames. And, you know, in a way, if you just called, let's say I didn't have to call you Sir, let's say if I just had to call you Anton, you know, would that be respectful? Would they need to add a nickname because you would be calling you your name anyway?
I mean, would you be less likely to develop a nickname?
I think so. You know, if you were call me Anton from day one, if you were a secondary school, I'm going to put you down as a geography teacher. So let's say you're a secondary school geography teacher.
Put me down as a geography teacher.
You just look like a geography teacher.
You've now insulted both me and all geography teachers.
I love geography, by the way. I really do. It's a real interesting conversation about the nicknames. I mean, you must have had nicknames in school, not just for fellow classmates, but teachers and
I can.
And
as you were doing that item, I was running through thinking, which ones can I quote without defaming them? And I haven't landed on one yet. So let us move on. Did you talk to anybody else about how they'd react to these kind of informalities?
And this is a really interesting thing I did. I visited this particular school and I met the deputy principal and we talk about dropping these formalities.
My name is Deirdre Kenny. I'm deputy principal of South City CNS National School.
So we're here in South City CNS National School. For you, would you prefer to be called Miss Kenny, Ma'am, or would you prefer to be called Deirdre?
I think because I've worked in the Catholic school system for so long, I've gotten used to Miss Kenny. But at the moment, I think I would be ready for a bit of a change. I wouldn't mind if a child was calling me by my first name at all. I know that happens in my son's school. So
in your son's school, they call the teachers by their first name.
Their first name. And he's in Dublin 7 Educate Together. Yeah.
And it works?
It does work, yeah. I think the children are comfortable calling them by their first name.
Still respect.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the fact that this was a school linked to the Catholic Church since it was founded in the 30s, and now you're a community school.
It's similar to an Educate Together, yeah. Like, it might help build a rapport with the child if they feel more comfortable calling teachers by their first name, so...
And would respect stay, or would it go if, you know, they were like, Deirdre, I know the answer, or Deirdre, I didn't, you know, put that sign on the blackboard?
I don't think it makes a difference. Like, I think if you have a really good relationship with the child, the respect is there. You know, I don't think it would have any effect, really. I'm hoping. Yeah.
So you welcome it?
I would welcome it, yeah. I think it's a good idea.
So that's Deirdre Kenny, who's a deputy principal. What about parents?
Yeah, parents are really mixed on it. I did have a chat with parents and kids.
I would call him Mr. McDonough or Mr. Mac, but he likes to be called Mr. Mac Moore since he thinks it's friendlier.
Mac Moore?
Yeah.
So would you say sir, or what's his first name?
I think it's again?
So it's good that you don't know. Would you prefer to actually call him by his first name?
I do know his first name, but I don't really remember. It's like a strange, like, maybe, is it, it's Matthias, sorry, I remember now, yeah.
Matty?
Yeah, Matthias.
Matthias, so you would shout out, Matthias, I know the answer.
Yeah.
So you like the way it is, you don't want to change it, or do you?
No, because Mr. Mac is casual and he can say it pretty fast as well.
And what do you think?
I'd just say Miss Tui.
Miss Tui?
Yeah.
Would you prefer to call her first name?
No. Her first name's Una. No, it's just everyone calls her Miss Tui in our school. You always call the teacher by Mr. and Mrs.
And do you think it's better to be more formal like that?
I don't know. It's fine to call them either way. But, like, in our school, it'd be a bit weird to call her by her first name.
Being a parent growing up, what did you call your teachers in school?
Definitely Miss or Mr.
And how do you feel about getting rid of those formalities? Do you welcome it? Lots of schools are doing it, including many Educate Togethers.
I would be quite conservative in that. It gives a level of respect to the teacher by using their the Mr. or Mrs.
I would agree with the formal aspect. I think it's very nice and respectful to call a teacher by a Miss or Mr. I think there's casual times, off school times, maybe if they're away in a school trip, that you can make it less informal. But when they're being educated, and I think to keep a focus for the children, I think it's nice to call them by their formal names.
Well, Henry, you met a young man just out of school, so he has a fresh perspective. What did he say?
Yeah, he had lots to say. He wants us to basically keep the sirs and the miss. Here is Evan Collins.
You're from Trim. You went to primary in Trim. You went to secondary in Dunchocklan, not too far away.
Yeah.
How was it in your school? How did you describe your teachers? What title did you give them? Was it sir? Was it miss? What was it?
Miss and sir. Mister as well. But I never would have thought to call them by their first name. I think it's disrespectful.
Why do you think that?
Well, it's like calling it like a doctor or an officer in the police or something. I think they don't have like authority over us, but it's just the way it was ran. I think it should never change.
I remember once meeting Bertie Ahern when he was Taoiseach, actually in a housing estate surrounded by clothes drying, and I called him Bertie, and I should have called him on Taoiseach, and I regret that to this day. Do you think it's important to keep the official
titles? The official name. I think the title, it's been there since God knows how long, so I keep it the same. I don't think it's annoying anyone. I think it would actually annoy the teachers more because I call them teachers by their first names. I just think it's disrespectful. Always growing up, sir, I never called my parents by their first name either. It's always mum and dad as well, so.
You would always say mum and dad?
Yeah, mum and dad. I never called them by their first name.
Parents' first names?
Karen and Mark.
You would never say, Karen,
no.
I am not going to make my bed?
No.
It would always be mum.
It's just disrespectful.
Henry, you wanted to quickly apologise to a teacher?
Yeah, I want to say sorry, Miss Gutter Snipe. She was a support teacher when I was 8. I slagged off her name and said she lived in a gutter. I got into big trouble. I want to say sorry.
It's good to know you're still carrying the guilt. That is Henry McKean.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.